This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
You know, Yitzchak Avinu, Akedah was a carbon. It's interesting. You know, a carbon can't become not a carbon. Correct? And Yitzchak had special halachot of a carbon. Yitzchak was not allowed to leave. Tell me, is that a real halach in carbon? A carbon's not, a behemoth that's Kodesh is not allowed to go to Chutz Laaretz. I don't say it anywhere. Rabbi Weiss, I'm asking an unbelievable question. Show me where in the Rambam does it say that a korban is not allowed to go to Chutz Laaretz. Where does it say it? I'm not, you know what? Maybe I should go back to Lakewood. I don't go back to Lakewood. I'm asking. It says that Hashem said, you should... Ah! So I'm asking you a question, but the halacha, in halacha, where does it say, it's weak. You know what the pshat is, Rabotai? I thought about it for a very long time. Haram Ibris Chidesh Yisod Gadol. Yitzchak was not a regular carbon. Tell me, was Yitzchak supposed to ever be nishchat? Never. V'haleu le'ola. He was just supposed to be put onto the Mizbeach as an Ola. But what's that? But Ola means that it should be Nishchat. And the answer is, says Harav Mibris, Chidush, he was a special type, a unique carbon. And what kind of carbon was he? A carbon Michayim. A carbon that was going to live. He lived as a carbon. A carbon that has to live as a carbon. Eno kedai liot b'chutz laretz. Because a chayim, his life had to be Kodesh. So he had to be an Eretz Yisrael. Yeh Moshe. Chayim. Adam yachol liot korban Lashem. Korban mechayim. From life. To be makriv your life. There's two ways how you can be makriv your life. You can be makriv your life by giving up your life. And you can be makriv your life by living. Living with sacrifice. Sacrifice for Hashem. Korban Mechaim. Avram Avinu in Ur Kasdim was ready to give up his life for Hashem. That's not that difficult. You know that? In 1 minute, a person could be in this Orer. A person could be moved to give up his life for Hashem. You know what the difficult is? Is to live as a korban every day Hashem. That's the difficult part. Ur Kasdim is not from the Asara Nisyonot, I believe. You know why? They threw him into a furnace for Hashem. All right. But to live with Hashem every day and have difficulties of life, Lech Lecha, Nisayon of Parnasarov, hunger. Nisayon of Banim. Nisay, one after another, Nisyonot, Vinisyonot, Shalachayim, Shalachay, Chay, Yom Yomi. That's Nisyonot. Mashavram Avinu Yashav Elamad. Adayin lo Chidush. Taira. Mashunatan et Achayim, Takai Chad, Lakodesh Baruchu. Zegam lo mer shum davar. Avel akriv et hachayim. Lech lecha, habayit. Rav, vahi rav baretz et haparnasa. The last of the Akedah. The last one is the Akedah. What's the Akedah? Lakriv et afilu haben shelcha. In davar shekarov la'adam kimo haben shelo. Vegam ze haya mukhan. Tell me. Is the Akedah the schus of Avram or the schus of Yitzchak? It's a big machloket. It's a big question. It's a whole question. It's a whole question. Akedas Yitzchak, Lizaro. Some put in Lizaro Shel Avram, and some put in Lizaro Shel Yitzchak. It's a whole question. Who gets the schut of the Akedah? What's the question? Of course it's a sign. Yitzchak, he gave up his life. And the answer is, it's easier for 1 minute to give up your life. But for Avram to live that way, for years to come, that he gave up his child, that's more difficult. Yeah? You hear the difference? Rabotai, life. Life. You know, it's very easy to come Yom Kippur by Ni'ila and to scream Hashem Hu Elokim and think to yourself, I'll be a good Jew and I'll jump into learning Torah and I will do all the mitzvot. That's 1 second, Ni'ila, at the height of Itorerut. It's another thing every day to live that way. When you wake up every morning, and it's not easy. And this is bothering you, and that's bothering you, and this nisayon, and that nisayon, and this person, and that person's is. V'liot chazak, v'liot omed binisayon. That is called omed binisayon. That's called atayadati kireo kimata. Atayadati kireo kimata. Atayadati. What Hashem did not know till after the Akedah. Atayadati kireo kimata. What does it mean? Nifla. Hakadosh Baruch Hu yodeat masha belev adam. Tedu shebelev adam zarak le Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Adam balev is only for Hashem. And of course Avram was only for Hashem. And Hashem knew that. What is nisayon? Why do we have nisyonot? Rabotai, why do we have nisyonot? Well, if Hashem knows what's in my heart, he has to test me. And the answer is, it solidifies. It tests how much with what I have in my heart, how real is it? How strong is it? It can't be budged. Nothing could change it. There's nothing in the daily life that could, in Yiddish, it's also sterin, that it should ruin it, that it should complicate it. I stand strong in my conviction to do. Atayadati kirei Elokim ata. Ma lamod b'ni'ila v'litzok Hashem hu Elokim. Ze lo yirat shamayim, rabotai. I'm not telling you that's great, beautiful. But it still doesn't prove. You know what proves? Mar Cheshvan. This month is called Mar. Why is it called Mar Cheshvan? En Chagim. Back to life. Back to Parnassa. Back to all the things that drag us down. And Liot. Omed. Chazak. Takif. Lilmod, lit palel, liot chazak, birat shamayim, zesiman. That's a siman. That's the proof. Ki ati adati, ki yirei Elokim ata. That's the proof. I want to show you something interesting. In Mesilat Yesharim, Mesilat Yesharim explains in his first Perek Aleph Chovato Shel Adam Be'olamo. Why are we here? At some point, the person thinks to himself, why am I here? What am I doing here? What am I here for? Why am I here? No, you ready? Answer. It's pretty simple. Mr. Sharm makes it pretty simple. Why are we here? Nimtzet l'meidim. Nimtzenu l'meidim ki ikar mitziyut ha'adom b'olam hazeh hu rak l'kayem mitzvot. V'l'avod. V'la'amod b'nisayon. I asked you a question. Why the avot? Don't tell me about learning and their greatness in learning. Ikar kiyum adam b'olam hazeh z'la'amod b'nisayon. To learn because I like to learn. I enjoy to learn. I love to. Little Torah is beautiful. Who wants to learn? Mi lo yilmad. Habayai kishze neged mashu. When it's challenged by something. Oh, let's see. Let's see if you learn. Mazeh chidush adam yoshev and omed she'en lo bayot, en lo dagot. Ze chidush u mitpalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu bekavana when nothing is bothering him. The chidush is when it's a rough, when something is, you need to say it shters, it's in contrast, and you still learn and you still daven. Lamod b'nisayon. Lamod b'nisayon. Ze. And that's what we saw. And in the avot, and that's why the avot is only about life.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.